Sambandha Abhideya Prayojan, relationship process and result. And then he takes to other different moods because they are asking only that. How can we prove that atom is the source of everything? Then Brahma says, this is how you can prove atom is the source of everything. Then somebody says, how can we somehow take Krishna out and throw him out? How can we do that? Brahma says, oh, you want to do that? Oh, this is how you can do it. In this way, all these philosophies are coming from the Supreme Lord. Except Supreme Lord, nobody can deny him. Only he can deny him. I am not here. He only has the idea how to do that. So he gives that through Brahma to these rishis. And they take all these books and they indigest them. They eat all the Vedas, Upanishads, Brahmanas, Aranyakas, and they have a big belly problem. And the result of that belly problem sometimes becomes dysentery and sometimes becomes constipation. And when it becomes constipation, it is a non-Vedic religion. And when it becomes dysentery, it is Hinduism. So then again, when Krishna comes and speaks Bhagavad Gita at the end of Dwapara Yuga, then he disappears. Then sets in a great ignorance. And these people, they don't know what to do. So they have all these philosophies, they have all these brahmanas and aranyakas, all big empty bottle. There's nothing inside. And labels are there. This says, this is Brahmin, Kshatriya, Chatterjee, Banerjee, Iyengar, Iyer. But inside there is nothing. Hing bottle. Say in the kitchen there was a hing bottle. And he used up all the hing. And it smells. You open it, smells, but then you can't put it in the sabji. It is not possible. There is nothing left in there. So with that empty bottle, so many sacrifices were performed. With the empty bottle of hing, too much sabji was cooked. And when this cooking was going on, the Supreme Lord, Sadaya Hridaya Darshita Pasudatam, he became so compassionate. What are they doing? They are taking all these animals and filling them with sindoor, turmeric powder, and they are throwing them in the fire in the name of Veda. So how to stop this? So he came as Buddha. And then he said, no God, nothing above intelligence, just beg and live, be austere. This is a great philosophy. So he went around, he completely rooted out the faith in Veda. It is just like if I just went to Suhotra Maharaj's room, and I sat down in front of his computer. And I started doing so many things with that. Then he would walk in and he would say, stop. And then he would tell me how to do. So if somebody is playing too much without knowing what it is, first instruction should be, stop. So Buddha came and told, stop. No Veda. And he preached this atheistic theory. And then the Lord, he had already an arrangement with Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva said, don't worry, I take care of these people who do not want to know about you. I will take care of those people who are so envious of you. I will take care of those people who want to destroy you from the Vedic literature. I will take care of them. Because Lord Shiva always takes care of ghosts, yakshas, rakshasas, and all kind of ghastly beings. So he said, this time also I will do it. Because in the age of Kali, so many rakshasas, so many demons will appear in Brahmin families. Before these demons will come, and they will say, Vishnu is not God. I am God. And Vishnu will come, and they will fight, and Vishnu will prove who is God. This was previously. In the age of Kali, the same demons, the same mentality demons, they will come. They will appear in Brahmin families. Study the Vedas. And they will say, Vishnu is God, I am Vishnu. This is the easiest way to defeat Vishnu. And in the meantime, nobody will go away because everyone will be there talking about Veda, talking about Vishnu, talking about avatar, and finally ended it that I am that Vishnu. So in this way you can defeat Vishnu easily. This was their plan. And so Lord Shiva noted this. All these demons are going there. Don't worry, I will also go. Wherever these demoniac people go, who will take care of them? So I will take care of them. I will give them this philosophy. Mayavadam asatyastram prachandam bhautam ujjate. He said, I will give them a shastra, which is asat. Shastra means eternal. But I will give them some shastra, which is asat, which is senseless. And I will bewilder them. And I will appear there as a brahmana sannyasi. And I will go around. I will defeat everyone. And I will establish some Vedic Gnosticism. Vedic Gnostic. Vedic atheism. So Shankaracharya came after Buddha and he did a very wonderful job. Such good job he has done that anybody who is born in the age of Kali, they come out telling in different languages, Aham Brahmasmi. They say it in Sanskrit, they say it in another language. It doesn't matter. They all say, I am God. So this was his potency in preaching this philosophy. And he was preaching exactly what Buddha gave. There are some nice informations here. Buddhism calls it Ajatiwada. Ajatiwada. That means that there is no jata. It doesn't come out of something. It is simply an illusion. Here comes Shankaracharya and he says, No. It is not Ajatiwada. It is Mayavada. It is all illusion. He says the same thing in a different word. Anyway, he wants to get Buddha out and he wants to put his philosophy in there. Then the Buddhism says, Samvritti Satya. It's some kind of a conventional truth. For some purpose, that truth is necessary. You have to think, I am soul, I am here, I am man. But to some extent, you have to think like that. Shankaracharya says, No. This is atheism. Don't think like that. There is a Vyavaharika platform. When the Ishvara, when the Lord gets covered by the illusion, then for something, for practical purposes, he is acting like a soul. This is Vyavaharika platform. So Buddha is out, Shankara is in, but they are saying the same thing. Then Buddha said, Paramartha Satya is that. That is the absolute truth. So then Shankaracharya says, No. Who is he to say that? I will say. There was one mother-in-law. And there was a daughter-in-law too. A beggar came. And the daughter-in-law said, there is nothing in this house. Neither they give anything in this house. You go away. So then the beggar came out and mother-in-law was coming from the temple. She saw this. He said, where are you coming from? From this house. Why you are going away? Because there is nothing. They won't give anything. Who said that? That lady said that. She is my daughter-in-law. What does she know? Come with me. Then the beggar thought, wonderful. Now this lady will fill me up. And then he went there and he showed each other. Now mother-in-law came to the house and said, I am the mother-in-law of this house. I say, there is nothing in this house. Get out. And the poor conditioned soul between Buddha and Shankara, he doesn't know what is true. Anyway, there is no God. Either you see it through the Veda or not through the Veda. No God. So Shankaracharya was the mother-in-law and Buddha was the daughter-in-law. They took this role. And then Buddha said, Anityata. It is not permanent, he said. Shankaracharya said, No, Nitya. It is false. So the very nice jugglery both of them are doing. And then Buddha said that Mahasukha, at the end there is some unlimited happiness. So Shankaracharya said, No, Sukha and Dukkha, they are same. No, kick this Buddhist out. I will tell you why. It is Ananda. It is bliss. So then Buddha said, No, Anatma Vada. There is no Atma. Nothing. It's just big void. No Atma. Anatma. Then Shankaracharya said, How can you say that? The Veda says there is Atma. So I will tell you what it is. That Atma is Brahma. So it's the same thing. Just that there is nothing in this house. Get out. And then Buddha said, Nirvana. Eradicating the individuality. Nirvana. Nirvana. So then Shankaracharya said, Hey, what nonsense? This is Gnostic. John, you cannot destroy the individuality. It is there. But then finally everything becomes one. So in this way he sugar-coated the atheism that was given by Buddha. And then they were all thinking, oh, this is very wonderful now. Now we have become theistic by following these Dharma principles and taking sannyas and discussing Brahma Sutra. One day, suddenly when I look on both sides, a hand will come from here, another hand will come. There will be conch club discuss and lotus and I will be Narayan. And it is going to happen, so why leave it? So starting from now we can call each other, Namo Narayan. Namo Narayan, Namo Narayan. In this way they are trying to catch their own tail, like the dog tries to do. But they will never get it. Because of this reason, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Because of this, Shankaravad was there. And these acharyas have to distribute this wonderful knowledge of absolute truth. So Sri Chaitanya, though he didn't appear yet in this Navadvip Dham, He, in his unmanifested pastime, he called these different acharyas at different times and he spoke with them. He gave them the syllabus. All right, you have done this much, you do this much and leave it there. I am coming. This was instruction of Sri Chaitanya. Ramanujacharya in his tour, he visited here on the instruction of Jagannath. Lord Sri Jagannath told him, go to Navadvipa. If one does not visit Navadvipa, his life is useless. And if one does not get the relationship with Sri Chaitanya, his purpose of soul, being a soul, is lost. So Ramanuja, you go to Navadvipa and have darshan of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So he came here. And when he came here, he saw in Vaikunthapura, he saw Lakshmi Narayan with all their energies, because that is his deity, that is what he is worshipping. And immediately with Pancharatrik mantras, he paid obeisances and he chanted their glory. And while he was looking, he was still looking at the Lord, this Vaikunthanath completely changed. He was not there anymore. And he saw five forms there. And Ramanujacharya, he fell down on the field in great ecstasy. And he was trying to think, well, who are these people? I can understand this is my Lord, but he doesn't look like the same. He is not standing 3 kilometers away, and I am not chanting Purusha Sutta. What is happening here? I have some great love coming out of my heart. And he is coming closer and closer. And his smile is so bewitching. Now I can't understand who this person is. Immediately he took all the discs in his head, and he was checking, who is this person? But he couldn't find out. So then this tall figure in front of him, who has his hands as long up to his knee, and he was lifting his hands, and he was golden form, and he smiled at him, and then he said, Ramanuja, don't waste your time. You will never find who I am, but you know who I am. You are my eternal servant. I am that very Supreme Lord. My name is Gauranga. As soon as that name was heard, Ramanuja had all the ecstatic symptoms in his body. And then he felt like crying and rolling on the floor. And he was thinking, why am I feeling these things? I am supposed to be having 1,008 parts. And I am supposed to be chanting the mantra, touching him with pusha grass. And now why I am crying? This is a different thing. I have never experienced this before. So then Sri Chaitanya said, you have successfully preached Visishtadvaita philosophy. Then he said, you preach this philosophy in this particular manner, in this particular dose, and when I come, then Ramanuja said, you are coming, so I will go out today, and I will tell everyone that Sri Chaitanya is coming, and he will give you love of God. Gauranga said, no, you keep this as secret. You have got a particular program I have given you. You simply do that. Then Ramanuja said, so I will lose the opportunity of meditating on you. I will lose the opportunity of having relationship with you. Mahaprabhu said, no. When I manifest my pastime, you will appear here in this very Vaikunthapura. And you will come and attend my marriage. And you will be one of the priests for my marriage. So I give you this blessing. Till such time, keep this as secret. Then went Ramanuja preaching his Visishtadvaita philosophy. Now how he preached that philosophy, how he performed so many various pastimes will be the subject of tomorrow's class and onwards. And in this way we will keep coming back to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and again we will go out into the sampradayas, have a nice travelling sankirtan, and come back again to Sri Chaitanya. And we hope by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Gaur Purnima, we will be back after understanding all the 4 sampradayas and their philosophies, and we will be back to read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Srila Prabhupada ki!
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Just to remind ourselves from the yesterday's discussion, Brahmare Ishvara Chatusloki Jai Kohila. Brahma Narade Sei Upadesha Kohila. The Supreme Lord, He instructed Brahma in 4 verses. Ahameva Asameva Agre, etc. Establishing the actual purpose of all Vedic literature. And Brahma, he gave the same instruction to Narada Muni. Narada sei artho vyasher kohila. Narada gave the context of these verses in his instructions to Vyasadeva. Tuni veda vyaso mane vichar korila. Hearing this instructions of Narada Muni, Vyasadeva contemplated in his mind. Ei artho amar sutrero vyakyan. Said this actual purpose of Vedic literature, I would define in the sutra form. Sutra means like formula. It is in small sentences, but it contains great meaning. This is the definition of sutra. So Vyasadeva decided that I would give this information or this purpose of the Veda, I would define it in the sutra form. The purpose of giving it in the sutra form is to give facility later to the acharyas of the 4 sampradayas to expand it and explain the different meanings, different aspects of absolute truth. That is why it is given in sutra form. It is given in the seed form. So, according to different climate and according to the different potency of the land and according to the facility of irrigation, this harvest can be done in various ways. But the purpose of this harvest is the grain, the final result of it, which is devotional service. So, Vyasadeva, he decided to give the meaning of these verses in definition in the form of sutras. In the meantime, he also taught another thing. Bhagavata koribo sutrera bhashya sarup. Because he is going to give you these sutras, understanding very well that based on these sutras, the acharyas will expand their commentary in each line. Also, Vyasadeva was fully aware that he is giving a stage for Shankaracharya, for his dance. He is preparing this stage there. He is giving these Brahma Sutras and giving a commentary on this Brahma Sutras. Shankaracharya is going to drive away this non-Vedic atheism, this Buddhistic religion. And he will introduce the Vedas. For that he is going to use the same sutras. And the 4 acharyas, they are going to use the same sutras to defeat that atheistic theory and establish devotional principles in various aspects. So that is why Vyasadeva, ei artho amar sutrero vyakyanupa, I would give the definition of this context of these 4 verses in my sutras, and I will provide opportunity for both Shankara and the 4 acharyas to start their Kurukshetra war. I will give them the seedlings for that. In the meantime, I would also Bhagavata Koribo Sutrera Bhashya Sarup, in the form of a natural commentary of these sutras, I will give Srimad Bhagavata Purana. Chari Veda Upanishade Jatta Kichu Koi. Chari Veda. Here are the 4 Vedas and Upanishad. These Brahmanas and the Smritis, they are describing these mantras, how to use them for life without competition in sense gratification within the city life. And Aranyakas, they explain the symbolical meaning of it and give an inside study into the soul. And the Upanishads speak about self, world and God, giving an external meaning to the mantras, establishing the impersonal feature. So, Chari Veda Upanishad, Jato Kichu Khoi, whatever is told in the four Vedas and these Upanishads, Vyasada says, Tara Artho, the purpose and the meaning of it. Learn, I will bring Vyasa Korilu Sanjoy. He collected all that, all the meaning. Ata Eva Brahma Sutra Bhashya Sri Bhagavata. Because of this reason, therefore, Sri Bhagavat Puran is the natural commentary of the sutras. Because to explain the Upanishads, Vyasadev gave the sutras, and to comment on the sutras, he gave Srimad Bhagavata. Bhagavata Sloka Upanishad Kahe Ekamat. Whatever is there in these Upanishads, in the 108 Upanishads, in verses, and whatever you find in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the verses, they are same. They are not different. So by studying Srimad Bhagavat Puran, one has already completed a thorough and critical study of the Upanishads. And after studying Upanishads, a student comes to a no conclusion point, and after studying Srimad Bhagavatam, he has the conclusion. So which is better? Mango cut, peel taken off, cut into pieces with honey and ghee poured on it on nice plate, or big mango tree where you have to climb up and get a mango and try to peel it and bite it? Which is better? This is better. This is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami's conclusion. Atayaiva Brahma Sutra Bhashya Sri Bhagavata. Bhagavata Sloka Upanishad Kahe Ekamato. They have one mind. Upanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam, they have one mind. And in Upanishad, after studying it, you will be standing there and plucking your hair if you are not shaved. Then you can pluck your hair and you don't know what is going on in these books. But when you read Srimad Bhagavatam, because before you already shaved anyway, so there is nothing to pluck. And there is no purpose in plucking this hair either. So you can be very happily contented with the explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatera Sambandho Abhideya Prayojan Satuslokite Prakato Tara Kori Ache Lakshan. In Bhagavatam, what is the subject matter? The subject matter is Sambandho, relationship of living entity with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Abhideya, process. What is that process? The process is pure, unalloyed devotional service. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And the result, what is the result? The prayojan, the result is that very devotional service in which one gets established in pure love of God. This is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavat Puran. And in Chatushlokite, in the four verses which were given to Vyasadeva by Narada Muni, Prakata Tara Kori Achyalakhan, simply the symptom of it, or the seedlings of it, are given in these four verses. So this is a very important point to understand. Before we try to understand these four sampradayas and their connection to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and I am reading that purport, that sentence from the purport again, where Srila Prabhupada gives the connection, explains the connection. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 25th chapter, 56th verse. The Krishna conscious movement is propagating the philosophical conclusion of Srila Vyasadeva and following other great acharyas like Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbarka and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in Antya Leela, 2nd chapter, 95th verse, Srila Prabhupada gave the commentary by such Mayavada philosophical commentaries upon Vedanta are simply imaginary. But there are other commentaries on Vedanta philosophy. The commentary by Srila Ramanujacharya, he gives the names, and establishing Vishishtadvaita, Madhvacharya establishing Dvaita, and Nimbarka Sampradaya establishing Dvaita Advaitavad, and Vishnu Swami Sampradaya giving Suddha Advaitavad. So, in this way, you have the commentary on the Brahma Sutras for the four Sampradayas, following in the footsteps of Srimad Bhagavatam, revealing the principles of Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan, relationship, process and result. And this is how the four Sampradayas are giving commentaries to this. And as we described before, about from the beginning of the age of Kali, so we'll go back a little bit and go to Brahma's place and see the actual cause for so many of the confusions. When Brahma spoke the Vedic knowledge, Rig, Yajur, Sama, Atharva, he had many different rishis who were produced, who were coming out of his mind. And these rishis had different approaches, or they had different mood towards understanding absolute truth. All of them did not want the final cooked sweet rice. Some of them were just biting on the husk. Some of them were biting on the grass. Some of them were biting on the hay. And this is what they wanted. So Brahma, who is all knowledgeable, Tene Brahma Hridaya Adi Kavaye, he has been given full knowledge. But according to his students, whichever way they want to approach the absolute truth, he gave these different understandings to them from the same Vedic literature. Then one may wonder, was he just saying these things? No, he was speaking the Vedas. He was just speaking the Vedas as he understood from the Supreme Lord. And this audience was there. They were all sitting there and listening. And then each one understood it in a different way. Ekam sat viprabahunam vadanti. Truth is one. And the learned people speak about it in various ways. So Brahma was speaking the Vedic knowledge. He was just giving instruction on relationship, process and result. But these different heads were sitting there listening to it. And according to their indigestion, they developed these six philosophies. That is what they wanted. So that was given to them. And that is the beauty of Brahma. He is here to assist the Lord in the creation and maintenance. So if somebody wanted that, then he gave that. So here was the different groups of philosophies. Gautama and Kanada, they developed this Nyaya. That means to be simple, logic, to understand everything by logic. And they wanted to conclude that the atom is the source of everything. One may wonder why one wants to conclude atom is the source of everything. It is very simple. Because if you establish atom as the source, you have no eternal relationship with that. There is no sambandha. Since there is no sambandha, you don't have to engage in devotional service to anybody. It's very simple. Why we don't accept Krishna? Because if we accept Krishna, we have to serve him. This is the only reason. Why you cannot accept Krishna? Because if you accept him, then next thing is you have to serve. In God we trust. They print in their currency notes. God is great, they say. If God is great, Srila Prabhupada asks, what are you doing about it? You simply say, God is great. What are you doing about it? You say, in God we trust. So who is that God that you are trusting? I don't know. So how are you trusting on someone whom you don't know about? So you can say that the reason for establishing Paramanu, or the atom of the atom, as the source of everything, is because then you don't have to surrender. Everything comes from the atom and everything just becomes atom again. So you don't have to do anything. In other words, then you can design a process of sense enjoyment. Having this philosophy, everything is atom, and then I can go on enjoying myself, my senses. So this is one point. And then you have this... All right, let's take the next one. Kapila. This is imposter Kapila. This is the bogus Kapila. He is explaining how... He is taking everything and he is doing Sankhya. He is calculating. He is taking everything and separating them, trying to find out what is the source. And after separating everything, then the conclusion is that it's the material nature. All these 24, they are the cause. And then in different ways, they are the effect. So material nature is the source of everything. Because if it is the material nature, and it is all the 24, I am part of it too, so then who is going to surrender to who? You don't have to do any surrender. You don't have to perform any devotional service. So this is his point. And then comes yoga. Patanjali. Patanjali, Ishvara Hai Swarupa Jnana. Patanjali says that the same supreme truth has taken different forms. So by Ashtanga Yoga, by performing exercises, and then one should go in, and then one should find out that all this is different derivations of the same truth. So in this way he explains, then also you don't have to surrender. And then comes Mimamsa, Karma Mimamsa, Jaimini. He says that you perform good activity, you get good results. You perform bad activity, you get bad results. So even if God is there, in other words, there is no God, even if He is there, He is only giving the result of your activities. You do good, you get good. You do bad, you get bad. So why bother so much with God? He's just a postman. He's carrying the letters written by yourself. It happens many times in Mayapur. We write some letter and we write from address there. So then the postman here, he thinks that is the true address and he brings it back to me. He can't figure out which is true, which is from. No. So anyway, some address is there. This is close to him. So he brings it here. Then you have to take it to Calcutta so that it will go somewhere. So same way. God's position here in Karma Mimamsa, he is simply a postman. He is just bringing back your self-addressed envelopes back to you. So he is a product of karma. He is under the control of karma. So just karma. Vedas are there. They are apaurusheya. They came from nowhere. They are not done by one purusha. It is come from nowhere. And they are already there. So Vedas, that is the main thing. Whatever the Vedas say, you perform those activities and get your results. And don't even think the world is temporary, because today one mango is there, you are eating it, and it is temporary. But again mango season will come, you can eat another mango. So eating mango and the enjoyment of mango is eternal. Mango may be temporary. So you may be saying, well, I will die. You will die, but your son will be eating mango. Somebody is eating. So eternity is there. In this way, now we are seeing what are the defects of these lines. But actually these are simply different ladders or different departments in the same university. Only problem is when you separate them. Say for example, you have mathematics department in the university and there is biology department, there is physics department, there is chemistry department. One fine morning, the department head of mathematics, he comes in there and tells the principal, what are these biologists doing here? Mathematics is the thing. You just teach mathematics. You can see they all are just using only mathematics. Mathematics is the only department necessary. And then he starts criticizing biology for so many different reasons. And then the same way each department is coming to the principal and they are criticizing the other. So then if the principal was going to take information from all these people, what will happen? That university will close. And that is what happened. When they close it, they hang a board there. That university closed. And if you translate it into some Muslim language, it's called Hinduism. That's what it is. University closed. Because of clash from different departments of knowledge, we don't know what to do, we close the university. And what do you call it? That is called, be Hindu, be proud. And by Indian, be Indian, whatever. So each department, for example, logic. Logic is necessary. Because we are not in the spiritual position now. So by logic we can understand certain things. Krishna uses logic in the Bhagavad Gita. He says the body is changing and the person is not changing. So by this logic we can understand that after death also the soul should continue. So logic is necessary. And then from that logic, because they don't have anything special in it, so you introduce some Vaisheshika. You introduce some special subject matter. in the language of the scholars, some metaphysical subject matter. And then they argue the same logic in that position. That is known as Sankhya. You count everything. You say, yes, all right, earth, water, fire, ether, air, mind, intelligence, ego, senses, then five acting senses, five. In this way you go on counting. So there is some special subject matter. This is by Seshika. So then when you go further than that, then you will have some process by which you can have some meditation and you can go jump in. And then you also see how everything is situated in your consciousness. Then you may call it yoga. And then the Vedas are there. You're selling so many different things. So how? You have to perform different activities with the idea of logic, with the idea of specialized logic, and with the idea of your meditation. You should perform some activities because the senses are there. They have to perform some activities. And you need some supply in this world. How they are going to come unless you perform karma? So in this way, one class to next class to next class to next class, it is simply a syllabus going up. It is necessary if one does not have the final conclusion at the beginning itself. Then it is necessary. If you went to any Vedic school for studying Vedic life, first they will teach you 6 years logic. This area here, Navadvip, which was known as the seat of knowledge, when anyone came here to learn, what they were teaching Nyaya. When Nimai went to school, what did he study? Nyaya. You have to study 6 years of logic. How to see things, how to observe, how to differentiate things and how to digest it. This is first thing you have to study. And then you will study the next school. Then you will study the next school. And by the time, you know, somebody will be carrying you and chanting, Haribol, Gaura Hari, Haribol, means you are finished. Your lifetime is already gone. 100 years of lifetime, 50 years you are sleeping. In a day, half day we sleep, including the hours in the Bhagavatam class. So if you put all that together, we sleep 12 hours. So then, if it is 12 hours for 24, then 100 years, 50 years, finished. Just sleeping, and then 15 years playing marble, chewing gum, blowing chewing gum in front of your mouth, then 15 years are out. And then another 15 years at the other end, going to naturopathy clinic, treating yourself, having massage, no eyes, 2 more eyes instead of 2 more hands. So then another leg stick, and this way you finish another 15 years. Old age is gone. And then about another 10 years in thinking that, oh, this woman is going to give me happiness, or that man is going to give me happiness. And then here is my child and I have to bring him up. And just the truth is just showing up now. After this I will go to Bhagavad Gita class. I will hear the sadhu later. My son has to get married, my daughter has to get married, my land has to be registered. In this way 15 years are gone again. And then in Calcutta the rest of the years are spent in the bus stand and waiting for the taxi and going around the train, finding your reservation place and they're finished. So how are you going to go through these schools and then find out the purpose of life? It is not possible. It is not possible in this age. And these schools, what happened due to the influence of Kali, maybe before they were functioning in correlation with each other. But as the age of Kali came, because in the age of Kali, no one knows, no one should know what is going on. So each one started criticizing the other. Parama Karana Ishwaro Keho Nahe Mane. When the age of Kali came, the Paramakarana, Sarva Karana Karanam is Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. And Keho Nahe Mane. None of these schools will accept that. None of them wanted to accept that. Because if you accept him, then you have to perform devotional service. Hello, Doshanide Rajan. Because of this dosha, because of this great default of the age of Kali, so Paramakarana Ishvara, Keho Nahi Mane, none of them want to accept it. And then, what are they doing? Sva, sva, matasthapite, paramathera kandan. Simply to establish each one school, mathematics, biology, physics, science, chemistry, and then they are just cutting the other person's throat. You are wrong, you are wrong, you are wrong, you are wrong. And everybody is telling all these things, and then the byproduct of it is coming up, and that is called Hindu. He is listening to all this, he doesn't know. He has big, big, big deities, he has big, big rivers, Kumbh Mela, Jumbh Mela, so many things going on, and naked babas, dressed babas, and then suddenly God incarnates as Mahatma Gandhi and Indira Gandhi. What is he supposed to do? What can he do? And each one of them is standing up there, they are speaking in Sanskrit, Marathi, Tamil, Gujarati. And they are just making, it's like a Hyde Park. This is a Vedic Hyde Park. Each one is getting up, whoever is louder is selling his commodity. It may be toothbrush or it may be book, it doesn't matter. Whoever is shouting louder, he can sell his product. And in between these self-made incarnations are coming. Every street has got an incarnation. Every village has got a Bhagavan. All these yada yada hi dharmasya, new stock coming from the demon stock. And this is going on too. The poor, poor conditioned soul who has, after being a demigod for so many thousands of years, by mistake, he prayed to Brahma, please give me a birth in this holy land of India. And he came here. And what is he supposed to do? And he is listening all this and he is thinking, where am I now? So he wears bell bottom and he grows his hair and he smokes inside cigarettes. And then anybody speaks to him religion, he says that, why are you preaching religion in India? We know this, it is in our blood. So this is the situation. So who can save this situation? Except Sri Krishna. No one else can. So from Brahma, these six philosophies came through the rishis. And when it came to the age of Kali, it became a big carnival of people speaking religion without philosophy. Are speaking philosophy without religion. Religion without philosophy is a dead body. And philosophy without religion is a ghost. So I have to select between the two. Either I have to embrace a dead body or I have to marry a ghost. What I am supposed to do. So I decided to get a green card in America. That's what happened to the minimum Indian. Intellectual Indian. I decided to get a green card. Because I neither want dead body, nor I want ghost. So what can I do? And I have enough intelligence, so I should use it. So I became engineer. I became PhD. I became something, something, something. And then I started writing that. This is all mythology. In the Hindu mythology, there is the child worship of Krishna, which has been borrowed from Christianity. So then I got my PhD too. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Vani Amrutera Dhar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya came, he saw all this. Then he said, nonsense, what is going on here? So he poured, just like in Kumbh Mela, there somebody is pouring, Jayanta is pouring some nectar, and everyone is rushing there to take a bath so that they can go to the heavenly planet. But another Amruta Dhara is pouring, not once in 12 years. It has been pouring for 503 years already, and no one cares. This is the problem. Because we want to go something which is so special. Just like one life member asked Prabhupada, what is the purpose of Vedic literature? What is one supposed to do? Chant Hare Krishna. So then he said, that's all. Unless you say somebody is pouring it at that one point, you know, they put their head underneath that. You know, it is pouring all over, then you can't. What do you mean? Pouring all over. Everywhere. Oh, Anichana. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Vani Amrutera Dhar. Kino Je Kohaye Vostu Sei Tattvasar. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, because of these six philosophies, they were doing Paramatha Khandan, and they were trying to establish Swamata, Swamata Stabana, Paramatha Khandana, establishing my religion and defeating the other religion without any context and communication between the two. And completely losing the interest or the actual goal. So there was nice plate of idli, there was a silver spoon, and they were taking the idli with the spoon and dropping it on the way and they were biting on the spoon. How they will ever get fat? If they want to get fat, they have to eat idli. But they are simply biting on the spoon. They never got the food. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya poured this Amrutera Dhar. Tino Je Kahaye Vastu. And what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave as Vastu, as a real, in whole philosophy,